This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at Mauritius's 57th National Day celebrations next month. Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Ramgoolam made the announcement in the Parliament yesterday.
Following my invitation, His Excellency Sri Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, has kindly agreed to be the guest of honour for our National Day celebrations. It is indeed a privilege for our country to host such a distinguished personality who is doing us this honour. In spite of his very tight schedule and in spite of his recent visits to Paris and the United States, he has agreed to be here as our special guest.
Highlighting the honour of hosting Prime Minister Modi, the Mauritius Prime Minister stressed the strong and enduring relationship between the two countries. Mauritius commemorates its National Day on the 12th of March each year, marking the anniversary of its independence from British rule in 1968. President Draupadi Murmu attended Mauritius National Day celebrations last year as the chief guest. The Busa Krishi Vigyan Mela began in New Delhi today. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Vikasit Bharat. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurated the event. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said, farmers and agriculture will play a crucial role in achieving the goal of a developed India by 2047.
Pradhan Mantri Sriman Narendra Modi Ji ke netratv mein Viksit Bharat banane ka abhiyan chal raha hai. लेकिन विकसित भारत प्रधानमंत्री जी का भी कहना है बिना खेती किसानी और किसानों के नहीं बन सकता आज भी कृषि भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था की रीढ़ है प्राण है और खेती की आत्मा किसान है
The key attraction of the Krishi Vigyan Mela this year is the live demonstration of the cutting-edge varieties and technologies developed by the Indian Agricultural Research Institute. India and Pakistan have agreed to maintain peace along the borders by upholding the ceasefire agreement of 2021 and explore measures to prevent future misunderstandings. The representatives of India and Pakistan armies held a brigade commander-level flag meeting in Jammu and Kashmir's Poonch district yesterday in an effort to de-escalate tension after several recent incidents of cross-border firing and an IED incident along the line of control and the international border. Besides agreeing to uphold the ceasefire agreement, renewed on the 25th of February in 2021, the two sides also agreed upon leveraging established communication channels to de-escalate tension. Both sides emphasized on the importance of the ceasefire agreement in maintaining peace and stability along the border. The Indian Army contingent comprising 120 personnel today left for the 6th edition of India-Japan joint military exercise, Dharma Guardian. The exercise is scheduled to be conducted in the East Fuji Maneuver Training Area of Japan from tomorrow and will continue till the 9th of March. It will further strengthen the bilateral defence cooperation between India and Japan. The Delhi Police is celebrating its 78th Raising Day with a series of welfare initiatives, including drug awareness campaigns, blood donation drives, health camps and walkathons. The celebrations began on the 16th of this month and conclude today. On the occasion, a walkathon was held at Kartavya Path at India Gate in the National Capital this morning with an aim to unite against drug abuse and to promote a healthier, drug-free Delhi. Delhi Commissioner of Police Sanjay Arora, Olympic silver medalist Ravi Kumar Daya and Arjuna awardee and wrestling champion Sarita Moore flagged off the walkathon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. Over 59 crore 31 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Today, Union Minister and BJP National President J.P. Nadda will take a holy dip in the Sangam and offer prayers. He will be accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. In cricket, Australia will take on England in the Group B clash of ICC Men's Champions Trophy in Lahore this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.